do, too. Well, that is some wine for $1,000. I don't kind of have that. I don't have something like that to pay for it. Hey, E, you were reading my mind. Hi, James from Ingvid. Today I'd like to work on the word some. A simple enough word, but like many things that seem simple, to actually explain it properly is not easy. So we're going to take the time today and we're going to go through this word. Now, why are we doing some? Well, some is used in English as a determiner, but it's also used as a pronoun, an adjective, and an adverb, and that's what I meant by it's not quite easy. So you'll see it in sentences and you'll think, well, what's it doing there? The other thing is we can take the word some and add it to words to make the words more formal, or we can make it much more casual, right? So we can go from business English to bar English just by using the word some. And that's kind of cool. So I thought it'd be really good that we took the time to go over it. And E agrees with me because he wants to be helping me out here, right? Anyway, before this lesson gets tiresome, just started on it, why don't we go to the board, check out how some is used. We can talk about how where you shouldn't get confused by it because there's another word that's similar to it. And we'll break into the four parts and give you examples. Don't forget, we always do our quiz, so make sure you stay to the very end, okay? Anyway, let's go to the board and get started. So, some. It's an unspecified amount. This is a nice fancy word for meaning we don't know. But it's not specific. Remember, if you've heard the word specific, specific means something like one or two or this rag, this bracelet. It's very, very specific. When it's not, it's an approximate, right? So some is an unspecified amount. So we don't know really what the number or the size is. We do know something about some, though. We know it's more than one or two, but it's less than many. An example, if I say, can you give me some money? I'm doubting you guys are going to give me $1 million. You might give me a dollar or two. You might give me five. Probably more than a dollar or two, because I said give me some money, right? You might give me five, six, maybe three, four, but you're not going to give me $1 million. And that's how we know some falls into that ballpark or that area there, that gray area. Now, we don't want to confuse some with its homonym sum, S-U-M. This has two particular meanings, which is different than the unspecified meaning of this sum. So let's get through it quickly. They sound the same, right? But what's the difference? When you see this word here, it means a particular amount of money. And that means it could be a large sum or a small sum. And you'll hear people say it like that. And if it's a large sum, it means a lot of money. It's not being specified, so it's kind of similar in that case, but we are talking about money specifically. That's what makes it specific. So a large sum would be a lot of money, and a small sum would be a small amount of money. Cool? All right. So if you say he asked a large sum for a bottle of water, that means he asked for a lot of money for this water. Or the house was a small sum, it wasn't very much, not a lot of money. The second meaning for this sum is the total result of adding items or numbers. You'll primarily find this word here in mathematics when you add two numbers together, when you have that plus sign and you say 2 plus 2, the sum is 4. Double P sign, okay. But anyway, so that's the sum when we put things together. You can also have a sum as any two items, right? The sum of a man is not his parts, meaning when you take all the things together, there could be more to that man than just the sum of his parts, all the parts added together. And that's when we take items, because it doesn't have to be just numbers. For instance, the sum of your skills doesn't equal who you are as a person. That's a big philosophical statement for saying, just because you can run, read, jump, play baseball, that's still not who you are. You're bigger than that. That sum, the addition of the parts. Cool? All right. So now that we've got this one out of the way, but you've learned a second word, you're welcome. let's go back to sum, and we'll talk about how sum is this simple yet, I'd like to say simple elegance, but it's got so much complexity to it. And we'll look at how sum can be used as a pronoun, an adverb, adjective, and a determiner. So the first one we're going to look at is sum as a pronoun. As you see in this sentence, we have some have left already. Well, we could say they have left already. So remember how I said it can replace words? And if I didn't mention it at the beginning, some can actually replace another word. And this is how we do it with pronouns. Instead of they have left already, we say some have left. Now, how many have left? Let's go back to the board, an unspecified amount. So we don't know if it's 3, 4, 5, or 6, but some have left. Okay? So they left the party already. Some have left the party already, for an example. As a determiner tells us what we're talking about. It determines the object we're talking about. And you know the or the, an or a are also determiners, right? So this falls in that category. So when I say, please bring some chairs, this is where it's determining how many chairs. Now, once again, I'm going to go back to the top of the board. I'm going to ask you a question. How many chairs should you bring? 30, 50, 100? That would be many chairs. Bring some. Maybe I'm having some friends for dinner, and I've got a small house, or maybe a medium house. Probably want 3, 4, 5 chairs. So bring me some chairs, please. Cool? All right. Then we determine that number being less than many, but more than one or two by some chairs. It's not modifying the chairs. It's not saying this is a some chair. I wouldn't know what that meant in English, but I know I need a number of chairs, but not too many. Next, we can use some as an adverb. What do you mean an adverb? To modify how a verb is being utilized or used. In this case, we say the sentence, he had grown some since last year. Well, your boy, your son was about this tall, but now he's taller. You go, he's grown some. He has changed in height. Growing is what things do, biological things, you know, people and plants, animals, they grow. So he has grown some. And I'm saying there's been a change in the growth. Unspecified, once again, because I'm not saying he has grown, depends where you're watching. Okay, if you're in North America, he could have grown 2 feet. if you're in Europe, Asia, he has grown, I don't know what 2 feet would be, 25 centimeters. You figure it out. No, that would be like 10 inches. Yeah, okay, a foot, whatever. But you get the point. There's been a change, unspecified. So the person isn't saying specifically he has grown 75 centimeters in 1 year. He's grown some, an approximate amount. And finally, we can use it as an adjective. Right? And here's one of my favorite, let me read it first and I'll explain why it's one of my favorite lines in literature. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than other animals. So in this case, we're modifying animals, some animals. We're not just talking about a number of animals. We're saying a specific group of animals, but that group hasn't been what? It's unspecified. So which animals are there? Now this line is a great line because it comes from a book called Animal Farm. And if you want to enhance your reading skills, I would suggest you pick it up. It's by George Orwell. It's very timely. He wrote it way back. I can't remember if it was after World War I or World War II. And he was talking about, I guess it was communism and how communism at that time. So if you live in a communist state, I'm not putting it down. This is Orwell's work. But he was talking about how sometimes communism can lead to having, first, all people are equal, but then having a separation where some people get to be a little bit better than the others, which is kind of against the idea of communism. So it was his critique about communism. So this is a great line because he says, it starts off with, comrade, all animals are equal, but some animals are a little bit more equal. You know what I'm saying, right? So, of course, that's not being equal. And that was the whole point of that particular line. So George Orwell, Animal Farm, pick it up. It's a great read, especially if you want to get better at understanding our idioms, our cultural references. You say that to a Canadian American, a British person, they're like, oh, yeah, I get it right away. Okay? So it will help you deepen your English understanding while you are getting to know about us. Cool. So now I've broken down some, and it's four parts. We've talked about something that would be not exactly the same because it's a homophone. And we have to do something interesting. Notice I said something, right? Unspecified. Don't you just love it? As I said, this word is found, so we use it in so many different ways, you know. Yeah, we use it in so many different ways. It's actually kind of fun. So let's go to the second part where we're going to do the quiz. I'll introduce you to a way to make some a little bit more formal and throw in a little bit of vocab that you can use at your next part of your business meeting, right? Let's go to the board and do the quiz. You ready? And we're back. Now, I had made an unspecified mistake on the first board. Did you catch it? Did you see what I forgot to do? Or were you unspecified? Let's go to the board. Yeah, on the first board, I forgot to put the I in there. So, I'm human. I make mistakes. But let's go to the board because we want you not to make mistakes. And we're going to do our quick quiz with a bit of a bonus. And of course, the homework. Yeah? All right. So I want you to put some in the correct place in the sentence. So in these five sentences, that's interesting. Some can replace. Remember we talked about some can replace words as well as modify. In that case, we can put some in these sentences, and I want you to figure out where it would be, okay? And then I want you to tell me, oh, because this is the way it rolls around here, what kind of modification was it? Because I said not only can you replace a word, it can be modified. So it's not just a determiner, right? It could be a adjective and a pronoun, and finally a adjective, adverb, pronoun and determiner, all four. All right, cool. So let's take a look at the first sentence. And by the way, they were on the first board, even though I made an unspecified mistake. So we did it, and if you understood it, this should be a piece of cake, like really easy for you. If you're having a problem, go back, listen to what the lesson was, okay, then come back here. But let's go to the board for now. Number one, he had grown a moderate amount since I last saw him. What is that? Mm-hmm. Well, let's get an earmark it. What part do we have to change? Well, he had grown. Here, a moderate amount. And remember, we said when we use it in the what kind of way? The adverb way. We use it as an adverb. How did he grow? He had grown some. In this case, means a moderate amount, not being determined. I think I was talking about, you know, 2 feet or 25 centimeters or something like that. That was that one there. Let's look at the second one. I made an unspecified amount of money. What would that be? And look at this. We're going to go this. I made. Whoa. Look at that. Oh, we can get rid of all of that. And we can just say some. All right. And what would that be? Some, it would be a determiner, right? So in this case, determiner. How much money? Some money, right? What else can we replace here? For the third one, all animals are equal, but a few animals are more equal than the other animals. That was my George Orwell quote that I told you I really love, one of my favorite quotes. So what would we be talking about? That's right. A few. And in this case, a few is modifying the type of animal, so it would be an. Just stop off the board for a second. An adjective, right? So it's a pronoun adjective, modifying this noun, telling you what kind of animals. Some animals, right? Next, people have been talking behind your back. What could that possibly be? Now, I know it seems weird, and some people might say, well, is that even right? And it's like, yeah, it is. Because in English, you'll hear people say, some may say this is a good idea. And that is referring to people. How many people? It doesn't mean all of them. It said some, so it could be a small group, 10, 15%. In this case, we go here, we can get rid of this, and we'd use some as being used as a pronoun. It's replacing people. Pretty cool, right? So let's do number five. You will make your money back and plenty more. Okay, let's do that one. Can you do that one? Yeah, some of you are pretty smart. You caught on saying, hey, dude, I'm no genius here, but you told us sum, S-U-M, was, you know, you add things together. And I added 1, 2, 3, 4. What is this number 5? Well, you notice it says C bonus. So you can't answer this question until we actually look at the bonus section, and we'll come back here. I'm always here to give you a little bit more. I'm going to give you what I promised, plus a little bit more. So what does this sentence mean? Okay, so let's look at the bonus section. We'll get an understanding of the sentence and what we have to replace. And then some. In English, when we say and then some, we mean a lot or plenty, right? Plenty. I'm going to cook you some dinner and then some. I'm going to give you even more than you expect, a lot. or you're going to make all of your money back and then some. Plenty, which means a lot. So right here, we can say this. You will make your money back, and we're going to get rid of this part here. And plenty more is necessary. You can say, and then some. Told you I'd teach you. Okay? So you can say, and then some, and you're saying a lot more. So you might be saying, well, James, well, okay, that's great, because some was first you taught me was unspecified, so I don't really know. And now you're telling me if I say, and then some, like you're going to be in trouble and then some. A lot of trouble, right? Now you're telling me it means a lot. Could it ever mean a little? You've come to the right place, my friend. I will go to the board and I will show you another meaning for some, yeah? Okay. If we add the word what after, and we say somewhat, it can mean a little bit or moderate, which means, you know, a small change, medium change. This is an adverb. Of course, at the top, it's a phrase because it's three words, so it's not a word, right? But that's a phrase. But in this case, we can use it as an adverb to say somewhat. He has changed somewhat. He's changed a little, but not a huge change, which is almost the opposite of this one, which is he's changed and then some, which is a lot. So we can go a lot or a little. And now I'm going to give you something that's, I told you I'd give you, you know, a boardroom or a business word type meaning for some, where we modify a word. When you're tired, you're out of energy. Ugh. But when something is tiresome, this is interesting. You might be tired because someone is annoying you and taking your energy away, or they're boring you and making you go to sleep. Tiresome, which is an adjective. His speech was tiresome, or it was a tiresome speech. An adjective meaning saying that it was either annoying me, making me angry, or boring me and putting me to sleep. Well, hopefully this lesson hasn't been tiresome for you, okay? I hope it's been somewhat interesting, right? Because I've taught you some and showed you it's not just this simple word, right? And then some. I gave you another word that sounds the same, a homophone. I also said homonym because they're from the same family, as in homophone means sound, homonym, similar meaning, right? Or similar sound meaning it means similar in some way, as in the word homo or homo for saying similar. Cool? All right. So we've done all of that. You've done your quiz. I hope you did well. You got the extra bonus one. Maybe some of you were really sneaky and read up there already and go, I know the answer. Good for you. I've always said to students, if you hear someone teaching someone else and you can hear it and it's okay, listen and learn. Or in this case, use your eyes and learn. Perhaps you can put it together, which means your understanding of English is getting better. And I like to say you're becoming a native speaker, or my phrase is future native speaker. All right. So in order to enhance your ability to become a future native speaker, I'm going to give you homework because that's necessary. It's one thing to watch a lesson. It's another thing to engage with the topic or the work to improve yourself. So similar to what we've done here, I'm giving you these three sentences. And what I want you to do, because you'll notice there are four things we said some can be, I want you in the comments below, either on YouTube or on InGvid, to determine which one these are. So when we have some can't be trusted with great responsibility, is that a pronoun, adverb, determiner, or adjective? Number two, we had some money hidden away. Is that a pronoun, da-da-da-da, and you can guess. Put it in the comments below. So you're going to put one, you'll put down adverb, da-da-da, two, da-da-da, and as always, the crowd or your other fellow students will give you a little thumbs up or thumbs down if they think it's right or wrong, and we'll say this one is worth 100 points per. See if you can get 300 points. Well, anyway, this has been some fun. See how I use that? I'm looking forward to teaching you guys again. Have a great day. But before I go, don't forget to go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as is video.com, to do the quiz that follows that and see what other wonderful teachers we have and other lessons with similar words. Vocabulary, grammar, conversation, listening. We got it all. See you later. That was somewhat fun.